Welcome to the Transom Podcast, a monthly roundup of the new features on the transom.org website, providing mathematical puzzles, games, learning activities, and the ever-popular mathematics lesson starter of the day. Here's your host, John Tranter.
You've been patiently waiting all month for a new puzzle? Well, wait no longer. Here it is. Yep, this is the Transom Podcast for the month of July 2024. And let's go straight into that puzzle.
Pirate Pearl sits in a hidden cove counting her treasure of 50 dazzling precious stones of three distinct colors. There are more fiery red stones than cool blue ones, and more blue stones than verdant green ones. If you were to pluck three stones at random, the chance of picking one of each color is exactly 1/10. Can you figure out how many stones of each color there are?
That's the Transom Puzzle for this month. The challenge is set. Have a think. Make a plan.
Okay, simple as that. So I'd love to hear from you if you managed to solve it or your students managed to solve it. Drop me an email at podcast@transom.org. Excellent. Can't wait to hear. While you think about that, let's get on with some of the key resources added to the Transom website during this last month. Okay, first of all, we have Tally Charts. It's a brand new interactive online exercise. Now, in many tally chart exercises, it's actually possible to count the number of items for each category separately. So it actually makes the use of tallies redundant. You can go straight to the frequency. So, in situations where items appear one at a time and must be noted before they disappear, tally charts then come into their own and they're really useful. So you can't work out the frequencies until the last item has appeared. So this concept has been incorporated into the exercise to help students understand the benefit and importance of tally charts. So one of the levels, you can see vehicles going past a window and you have to record the type of vehicle as they pass. And in level 8, well, there's a poem. Have you ever used a poem to teach tally charts before? Okay, have a look at level 8. Have a go. Listen to that poem. See if you can count the number of squares, triangles, and rectangles. Let me know. Okay, now all the things I'm talking about are going to be in the newsletter, transom.org/newsletter. So if you go there, you'll be able to see the sorts of things I'm talking about now and the links to the activities. Unless you're really keen, and due to your time difference, it's still June, you'll get the June newsletter rather than the July newsletter.
You can find Transom Mathematics at www.transom.org.
Okay, another new activity, Mixed Mediums. Now this is an 8-level set of exercises, and each level focuses on different types of numbers. So, as well as integers, we have decimals, fractions, multiples and factors, squares and roots, standard form, and measuring units. And for each of the groups of numbers, you have to find the median. But the really cool feature of this set of exercises is there's a little S button in the top right of the panel where the question is. And if you click on that S button, you get a little mini dragging area where you can arrange the numbers in order to help you find the median. Wonderful. Okay, practice reading numerical information from lists of different types. And this is a new online exercise, and it's imaginatively called list reading. Sorry, I couldn't do any better than that. But basically, it's can you extract the information from the way it is displayed in a list of different types? Counting Quest. Now, this must be the most basic maths exercise you could imagine. It involves counting the number of items on screen. So, it goes up to level 5, which requires pupils to count up to 100 items, but to make it slightly more manageable, you can click the items when counted, and a red line shows that they have been accounted for. So, those previous two activities, along with one called Numbersinner, were written in response to a request for more functional skills activities. So, I hope they go down well. Okay, so the month ahead of us is July, and there are 4 particular dates in July where I've sort of dreamed up a very sort of loose maths connection. Okay, the 4th of July, of course, that's American Independence Day, so there's an activity, a starter, involving constructing a clock where you only use the number 4 to represent each of the digits. Have a look at that. Remember that the link is in the newsletter, transom.org/newsletter. Anyway, on the 11th of July, it's World Population Day, and there is the Transom count of how many people are on the planet, and that's ticking away very quickly. And there are various questions that the teacher can choose to ask about that very big number. It's 8 billion something, isn't it now? On the 14th of July, haha, my birthday. So I've put together a page of birthday-related activities for you to have a go at with your students. And on the 26th of July, the Olympics begin. And there is an investigation called Olympic Rings that can be very cleverly given to your students on that very day. Now I'll put my modesty to one side as I share this example of how positive feedback can boost your mood. Transom subscriber Robin sent me a Monday morning email saying that I might like to see a selection of the responses from her Year 8 class end of year survey. So, over to you, Robin.
I included the following question in the Year 8 end of year survey. We do lots of starters and extension tasks on Transom. How do you feel about using Transom for these activities? Here are some of the responses I got. It's fun and mathematical. Transom is a good website with a lot of varieties of exercises. It has same topic in different levels, which is good as it can be used as starter and extension. Also, I like how we get trophies. I feel proud. It's quite fun while still providing required amount of study. The Transom website gives us trophies, which gives us self-confidence that we successfully did the work. It's very helpful and fun in understanding mathematical terms. Also, we can see our progress via trophies. Easy. I like to have a trophy. I'll sometimes feel proud.
Now, my monthly comment about something new in the artificial intelligence world. Apple's latest iPad update introduces math notes. Excuse the S missing off the word maths there. And this is a feature designed to optimize the use of the Apple Pencil for writing and solving equations. So I've put a little screenshot in the newsletter online, and it allows you to quickly solve equations, even supporting variables and changing the variables with real-time solution updates, and even generates charts based on equations. So this dynamic tool seems to be yet another game changer, offering an engaging and efficient way to tackle mathematical challenges. Time will tell. The comment section at the bottom of each Transom page was intended for teacher use. I've received many pearls of wisdom over the years from teachers, which I have approved to be shown in the comment section at the bottom of the page, so you can see the things people are saying. But lately, I've had more pupils than teachers leaving comments, and some of them are a bit silly, I have to say. So they don't get approved, obviously, so they don't appear on the page. But I had to laugh at this one before I deleted it. It's from a pupil who got frustrated doing the coordinates plotter exercise. This game is rigged. I'm putting on the right coordinates, but it's a seeing I'm wrong. And this was a fantastic spelling of the word coordinates. C-O-W-A-R-D-E-N-E-T-S. Ha-ha! Never seen that before. All right, finally, the answer to last month's puzzle, which was, a judge is twice as old as her wig, was when she was as old as her wig is now. How old are they now if the sum of their ages is 56? I thought that would just confuse everybody, but it didn't. The answer is, the judge is 32 and the wig is 24. The first five correct solutions were gratefully received from Sunil, Chris, Kevin, Marla and SVG. You can see some of the different ways of arriving at the solution at the newsletter page. That's transom.org/newsletter, right at the bottom. So if you wondered how they got that solution, judge is 32, wig is 24, you can see online. Okay, that's all for now. Oh, apart from to say that not all maths puns are terrible, just some.
Thank you for downloading and listening to the Transum podcast. You can find the website at www.transum.org, where you're welcome to use all of the activities absolutely free, or jump in with both feet and become a Transum subscriber.